up until we finish. I ain't trying to raise what I'm trying to say.
Baby, can I get a little bit of your time? A little bit of your patience. We can walk and take a ride in my spaceship. Roll with sip, something get wasted. I ain't never ever seen a figure so fine. These other women so basic. Plus the way you wasn't driving me crazy. Take her down 10 rounds to the basement. You know what I'm saying, girl? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. Open up.
Yeah. Come in.
Girl, you know I need it right now.
I need that.
I wanna taste your body. Can I lick you up and down?
So
you know I like the way, so the way you move.
Yeah. Yeah. In that bed when you do it like that, girl, the way you move that, that's why you could be a stripper. Yeah, that's why you could be a stripper. Hands so fat, make a nigga wanna tip. Pin that bad when you do it like that. Girl, the way you move that, that's why you could be a stripper. Yeah, that's why you could be a stripper. Hands so. Baby, can I get a little bit of your time? A little bit of your patience. We can walk and take a ride in my space.
Yo, we're back live and in effect. It's Exclusive Talk Radio here with Mr. Chef Byron Davenport. Give it up.
Woo! The Huerito Show!
The Huerito Show.
Huerito. Yep.
Let us know. Write the name down. Where did you get it coming
okay.
to name your company, your show?
So I grew up in Mexico okay. as a child. Mm-hmm. But I was born in Texas. And during the 80s, they had the oil crash that happened here in Texas. And so my father lost everything. And my stepmother's from Mexico. So we lost everything. They came in and took it all.
Wow.
Okay. My dresser, my bed.
So you know how it feels.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. They took it all. Okay. So then my father barely had enough money. But he bought the Blues Brothers car. You know the Blues?
Yes, long thing.
Yeah, the big boat where you can sleep like the whole family in that sucker. Well, he got that. And so three of his kids were in the back of it. No, four kids, I think, mm-hmm. were in the back of the car going from Houston to Laredo, to Nuevo Laredo, the frontier across the border. So I went to go live there in Mexico as a child.
Whoa.
In the frontier.
So and you weren't in the city?
No. I was right there going in Fonavit. In Fonavit's basically the hood.
Okay.
Okay.
Break it down for some of us out
all
there.
All right. Let me break it down for you, okay? I lived in the hood.
Okay.
I lived with cartel around me. I had to run for my life every single day because I was blonde. So in Mexico, you can be Mexican. It doesn't matter if you have blonde hair or blue eyes. They will call you güerito or güerita. It's not the same as gringo.
Okay.
Which is white boy.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Okay? Because they're Mexican people say güerito.
Okay.
Okay? To their own people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Even so from there.
Right. So
coming there.
Right. So when I first get there, I go to a public, private school. Okay. And then my father stopped. He couldn't pay it anymore. So okay. then we moved to the hood. So I went to public school.
Ooh.
Public school.
Welcome to public school.
Okay. The only Caucasian looking dude in the whole place. And the women went crazy. And the guys went crazy.
They like that.
And they wanted to kick. And they hit. Okay, let me tell you, one day I was walking home and I got jumped by five guys.
Oh, man.
And they almost left me for dead on the street. Okay, because my blonde hair. So I know what racism is.
Yeah, they felt you didn't belong there.
Right. I didn't belong there. I was the new kid all the time. So, but I'm used to it. You know, I was always the new kid growing up. So, But man, that was something else. But I learned Spanish within, what I did was I was a bag boy in Mexico.
Okay.
At a grocery store to make pesos.
You found you some money to make.
I found some money. I didn't know Spanish, man. I didn't know Spanish. I didn't know nothing. I'm sitting there like, okay, I got to make some money because I got to learn Spanish. And I had to pay my teacher from elementary school to teach me Spanish.
Wow.
So I got
You had your special tutor. You was hustling early.
I was hustling. I even had a taco stand. I had a taco stand. I had the Huerito show.
Coming in Mexico and selling tacos.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I sold taco. We made donuts. I sold donuts. I was an entrepreneur on the streets of Mexico. I even breakdanced, dude.
At an early age.
I was a breakdancer. I could breakdance. I would breakdance in the streets of Nuevo Laredo in the ghetto.
Hang with the best of my
time. Hang with the best. And you know, after that beating, I could have been like, okay, you know what?
I'm staying inside.
Yeah. I could have changed. I could have been a racist.
Yeah.
I could have changed my whole perception of everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I could have been like, that's the moment of change. Yeah. But I didn't. My love has never changed. I don't see color. I only see love. And that's how I've always been.
Man.
But the Huerito show is my legacy for my mother. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is for her. Because I let myself go a long time ago as a promise to her.
So with that, for her, why not just saying, you know what, I'm just going to be a chef. I'm going to have my own, you know, do my thing. Why is it that I'm taking this across all type of different avenues to showcase everybody?
Because in my opinion, if you don't love everyone and love thy neighbor, everyone the right way. What's the point of us being in existence? Mm. What's the point of us being here? There's no reason for it.
And you're helping somebody today.
Right. Because if you think about it, our system has failed us. Our system for our kids, our system for everything has failed us in this country. The reason why it's failed us is because we're letting greed take over the whole place.
Come on.
You know, greed has taken over and assumptions are taken over. So it's not letting us as a society work because we're not wanting it to work.
Yeah, we just want it to get.
Right. They want it to get you. You want the system to give you everything. Well, you know, shoot, I talked to my, I was in CPS 3 times. I was homeless 3 times. I was beat down as a child. You know what I'm saying? I was beat down because of my mom being sick. My father was in the oil business, you know, and, you know, let me tell you, we have to start doing something.
Yeah.
In order to get somewhere, you got to do something.
You got to not talk about it.
Right.
You have to get out there and make the change happen.
Right. And that's why I want to help everybody. You know, everything I do, I use my VA disability to do it.
Man.
I do that because I want to help.
Gotta give you applause, man.
I mean, what's the point? You know, what's the point of us being here if we don't help each other out? You know, I didn't sign my name on the dotted line to go to the war and then come back and be a lazy bum.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Why would I go to war and then come back and not help people?
Still gay, man.
So all you veterans out there, you need to get off your lazy butt.
Come on.
Come on. Everybody needs to get off your lazy butt. Put Netflix away. Put all that away. Heck, I'm even saying that, you know, my videos are all positive, but hey, if you're addicted to them.
You gotta detox yourself, man.
Don't watch them, okay? Because I would rather you be healthy and kind to your neighbor than anything else. I don't do this for the money. I don't do my show for anything. I do it for my promise to my mother because someday I'm going to get to her kingdom no matter what.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Man, y'all, you definitely detox yourselves because too much of anything can be bad for you.
Yes.
That's with food. That's with social media. That's with those things that you're doing, you got to have that balance. So detox yourself, man, and get out.
And I want to offer to everybody, okay? I want to offer a plan because, see, I was 270 pounds.
Help us out.
I want to give y'all what I did that will help you get your body to where it needs to be, and your mind and your spirit and everything else. It opened up a whole new door. I was 270 pounds. I got to 165.
Hey, y'all, stay right here. Stay right in. We're right here with Byron Davenport. He's going to give us the secret and the keys and the tools to make sure you as well stay not just healthy in your physical, but as well in your mental. It's your boy DJ Tony Tone, Exclusive Talk Radio. Let's go.
Loving it.
They see a villain. Stay away from Lord, don't fuck with Lord, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. This life shit get hard like Viagra. Ever try to climb to the top without a ladder? Had a message for the judge, I wrote them letters. Even though it's still for 12, I can do better. Still for 12. Until I hope that I forever show the real me. Got on the empty tin, hope I don't end up on it. The battlefield be full of blood, so I be tryna hold on. I meditate up off these drugs, I'm tryna heal my soul.
I know you want the truth, but they told you lies again.
I took a oath that I forever
show. I don't fuck with R. Kelly, but when I step, I believe I can get fly again. I told myself put down the drugs the other day, I got high again. I done took so many L's, but it's okay, I still try again.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Tony Tone. I told you we'll be back. We'll be back live and in effect right here. Exclusive Talk Radio with Mr. Byron Davenport. Let's get it.
Let's get it!
Now, man, before we just went to the break, you said you had some keys and some tools that would help us lose.
Yes.
Not just that weight, but that will help out as well with our health. So let us know.
Yes. Well, you know, knowing that my mom had MS, mm-hmm. as a child, I was always researching. I was always trying to find ways that would, you know, I'm no doctor, okay, but I did go to nutrition school in Peru. I went to chef school. Wow. So I have, and it was in Spanish. So I actually had to do a triple, double. So
you really,
right.
So, that's why I guess the fluency came.
Right. The fluency. Hablo español. Todos que están afuera de allá. Mira, yo tengo un corazón, pero te voy a enseñar cómo puede quitar la pesa de su vida. Get rid of your weight of life, because the weight of life is what's weighing y'all down right now.
Help us.
That, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to keep. Tenemos que quitarlo. We got to get rid of it.
Say,
tenemos que quitar.
Tenemos que quitarlo.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Tenemos que quitarlo. So I was 270 pounds, right? So I did a lot of. I was like, you know what? Okay, so I actually saw a special. I think it was on Netflix.
Okay.
They were doing. It was a documentary about how you have to put your body into survival mode. Yeah,
you about to make me search this one up.
Yeah.
okay.
Putting
your body in survival mode.
Right, because think about this. What do we eat? We eat a lot more than we should.
True.
Right? Our body, our stomach is the size of our hand. Okay? Do y'all know this?
You're teaching somebody something new today.
Y'all's stomach is as big as your hand. So what if you put two hands together? What if you put two or a big hamburger in your stomach? You're only inflating your stomach even more, and your body is a system. Okay? Your body is a car.
Okay.
So you put
too much oil, too much.
That's right.
You overflow it with gas and start putting it in places that don't need to go.
Right. So I'm putting it in a common sense perspective.
Right.
Okay. My common sense perspective is, first of all, you want to keep engine in your body, right? You want to keep the gasoline in the body. You want to keep it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are you going to keep it in? Your body has to work all day, right?
Right.
Body has to work all day. You got to keep on going. So why not every so often when your body starts getting hungry, you only eat what's your hand size. Mm. So then your body is going through the motion of searching for energy, and it's not creating fat. And it's not it's more of the flow of your system.
That's now, why their metabolism right, sometimes.
Your metabolism. Now, let me give you a different perspective on a scientific, biological, you know, your blood is different blood types. Mm-hmm. So you have different blood types out there. Well, mine's A something, A negative. Okay, so I can't eat red meat. Unfortunately, I'm more of a vegan. So vegans do exist with your blood type.
Okay.
So knowing this, knowing you can go, there's a list already. See, this is what's funny. You're going to pay for all these pills, all this
stuff out there.
Giving
you the keys to life.
When this is all natural. Okay, so I'm going to give it to you for free today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exclusive.
Exclusivity, because I'm vibing with you today. Okay.
Much love, my brother.
So I'm giving love to everybody. And y'all can look on my Instagram. You can see my pictures. Hey, if you don't have pictures, it didn't happen. Okay. And I was dying. I was sitting there watching Netflix, eating Snickers, doing whatever, drinking beer. You know, I'm a Texan. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, shoot, we're going to eat brisket and we're going to do all that. But see, the thing was, I wasn't going through it scientifically. But see, I gave up on life pretty much. Okay. One day I said no more. And I moved to Ukraine. I sold everything and moved to Ukraine. Yeah. Because I was like, either I was going to die or I'm going to live. And then I ended up in Peru, and then I'm back here when I came back here, I've been here for over a year. I've been filming everywhere, but I came back homeless. Because you truly find out who your friends are because of COVID. So
hey, it's been a long journey. A lot of stuff, man.
That's right. So now let me tell you, this system You have to think about your body. Everybody knows their body by now. As a child, we don't.
Right.
But the thing is, our system was already broken. They didn't want to.
Getting Happy Meals at early ages.
Right. It was all industrialized from the beginning. I remember Taco Bell, 25 cent tacos? Can you imagine 25 cent tacos? How many people got that?
Let me get $5 worth tacos.
Yeah, exactly. But see, we know what we need to do.
Right.
Okay. But if you truly want to lose weight and do it the right way, where you don't have to do all this surgery and medication and everything that the government wants you to do so they can make money from you.
Yeah.
Duh.
And it's also, you know, they say gluttony, one of the biggest deadly sins, man. You know, the overindulgence in something.
Right.
Just that constant, like, you know, your body has a limit. But
that's right. But we have the operations manual already.
Yeah.
But now through all our breakthroughs and through all our technology and everything else that exists.
Do some other things.
Right. Yeah. I'd rather get a machine sucking out my fat and getting injected, looking like a freaking weirdo patch. What's that? Cabbage patch?
Yeah, cabbage patch.
They look like cabbage patch.
Man.
I mean, I hate to say I'm blunt.
Rather than just withholding it.
It's called laziness first.
Yeah.
The stuff I tell you, you got to first start in the head.
It's a mind.
Your mindset is everything.
Come on now.
If you don't control that first, you're not going to be able to get anywhere else in your lifetime. But see, that's where my business, you know, I'm doing the WISN, which is the Huerito International Showcase Network.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that network, I'm showcasing diversity, everything that has love. And if there's any negativity, we don't have time for it. You've already been cut off, Joker.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got a lot of stuff. So you put your body into survival,
okay,
which is fasting. Okay, look for that documentary. It's in Germany. They did something in Germany where there's a hospital that is for fasting. If you have cancer, if you have anything, fasting does a cure for everything.
It's a detox.
Yes,
a complete detox.
That's right. Now, if you're using the right blood type diet,
yeah.
That's how you put it together. Then you eat 5 times a day because you got to keep your energy going. And your hand is your
measuring tape.
Yeah, you don't need no measuring tape. It's all on your hand. Your seasoning, everything is right there on your hand. Is how much you should eat and how much you should be giving to your kids. And if you're going to give your kid a corn dog, well, give them half of it. But think about how the bread is going to expand.
Yeah.
You know, bread expands in your stomach. If you eat Twinkies, you're eating 4. Ooh. Oh, come on now. Ooh. Damn, you got Twinkies in your belly.
Get off my porch, man. Get off my porch.
Right.
But, okay, so fasting.
Right.
Blood type. Right. Blood type diets.
Yes. Yes. It worked for me. Now, everybody has their own DNA too. Everybody has their own thing. But if you go natural, okay, this is what I learned in Peru with all their ingredients and everything, mm-hmm. Even the people. I learned that they really take care of their ingredients.
They storm right and everything.
You can't even bring over seeds of their ahi, which is a chili. You can't even bring it over.
Mm.
It's against the law. So they're safe with their food is impressive. We don't have that kind of safe. Look what's happening. E. coli breaks all over the place. And I never hear
manufactured meat.
Yeah. I don't even hear that kind of stuff over there.
Yeah.
You know, they have areas that need to be cleaned up. I mean, it's in Peru, you know, it's a Latin community, you know, a Latin country, but they're coming together. You know, everybody's starting to come together. I think after COVID, everything's starting to, you know, clean up more.
And then as a chef, was that normally part of, you know, what part inspired you for the cooking?
Well, You know, I think, and this is funny because I'm actually a private chef.
Okay.
So if somebody really, they have to really,
I have to contact you directly.
Right. They have to contact me directly. But what I looked at is you have, because they always ask me, what's my specialty? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have a specialty, because when you're poor, when you grow up poor,
you know, everything.
Everything's your specialty. That goes in your stomach is a specialty. Okay. Tofu. I don't care. I will make that sucker the best tofu taco you will ever have in your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if you follow your blood type diet, your whole life will change. Your energy level will blow up. You know, I'm already hyper.
Yeah.
I'm already hyper. Can you imagine before I wasn't as hyper? I could barely walk a mile, man. Oh, yeah.
Activity level is down. So it's all again about that, the curation of diet. Like, I know Dr. Alta Johnson just put out a study about like foot ulcers and stuff. So, I mean, it's literally that can help out with a lot of different things.
Yeah. Well, my dad had a stroke. You know, my dad, my grandparents had heart attacks. There's a lot of that in my family. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, I don't want to be in a VA hospital like my father is, because of he didn't take care of himself.
Man.
Okay. He ate steak. You know, he was an oil well firefighter. They got ribs and
they're eating good every night.
Brisket on the grill, you know.
Every night.
Whiskey. I mean, that's just how it was.
Right.
You know, now he's facing the repercussions. Okay. We're all gonna face our repercussions.
Right.
Okay.
That's true that.
Don't matter where you're from, you're going to reap, or what you do, you're still going to face them.
You're going to reap what you sow now.
Yeah.
They don't be wanting to hear that, but definitely go, what you put in you is going to come out some type of way.
That's right. And more protein, the less flow you have. that's a chef joke.
Okay.
It's a chef joke. The more protein you have, the less flow you have.
The less protein you have, the less flow you have. We're gonna put that one down in the books there.
Yep.
Now with that love there, you know, what's your signature dish that you love to make?
I like to make fusions. I like to create different things. You know, I don't like the same stuff, boring stuff that you can find that's day to day. Even from Peru, I'm always trying to
mix up new things together.
Mix up new things because I have a palate from Mexico, because I grew up in Mexico as a child with my grandma in the kitchen.
And the seasoning there.
I grew up in the kitchen with my grandma making tortillas, tamales.
They don't know about that part.
Dude, I made it from hand.
And the salsa with the piston.
We didn't have water till 12 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock at night to do our own laundry with our hands.
Wow.
Okay. And then we couldn't take shower till 12 o'clock at night unless we got a bucket. We had buckets full of water everywhere.
You had to hit while that time was right.
Yeah, because the piping system so messed up in Mexico, you couldn't have water and you couldn't drink the water.
Man.
But I got to the point where I could, because, you know, your body gets used to everything that your surroundings. If you don't, you're going to be sick all the time.
So mixing it up with the different flavor palettes, how would you describe like your overall cooking philosophy?
If it's going to make us, if it's going to make someone smile, then it's going to be good.
Mm.
Okay. When you try my food, it's going to blow up your mouth. You don't know. You don't even know what's going to happen to you. You're going to be like, I'm going to take you to many planets.
Taste buds get to explode and everything.
You're
going
to have the Mexican, Peruvian, the American, you know, I've been to Japan. I was stationed in Japan for 2 years. I've been around sushi bars and everything you can, Thailand. I've been everywhere.
So again, you've seen it.
Yeah.
And so you can definitely apply that.
Right. And when you go to Peru school, in chef school in Peru, you have a mixture. You have Chinese, you have Italian, you have everything. It's all a mixture of everything. So on top of that, on top of my experience in my lifetime, I can bring some food to y'all, but y'all got to be patient with my food. Don't be rushing me.
Hey, don't be rushing them. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And before we let them go, man, we're going to definitely find out some more information about our own private chef, Byron Davenport, in the building, Exclusive Talk Radio here at One Sound Vibes. Let's go.
Davenport.
Davenport in the building, Exclusive Talk Radio here at One Sound Vibes. Let's go.
You know, it took them a while to get where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody that, you know, I wasn't born in a golden spoon. I wasn't born, you know, I wasn't given everything. Yeah,
you weren't for, I mean, as you're blessed to be here, but you know, we went through it.
Right.
You went through it.
Right.
Your story's not perfect. Not that silver spoon in your mouth type of,
From seeing the, you know, from when I was 17 in military, I was in the Philippines during the volcano eruption. I was in the Gulf War. I was in the Oklahoma City bombing. I was in North and South Korea when they were doing the mines.
Mm-hmm.
We were there searching for mines.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So you've been through it.
Yeah. And now it's time for me to teach and make sure people understand that you got to stop. Just stop. And really see what you are, because everybody can be somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody has that chance if you believe it. If you don't believe it, well, I guess you're going to be just like all those other minions.
We don't want to be like that.
Right.
Mr. Byron, man, we appreciate you coming through, man. One Sound Vibe Studios here, Exclusive Talk Radio. Let everybody know what projects you have coming up right now.
We're going to be filming with, we're going to San Antonio for the Taste of South Side or something like Taste of the South.
Okay.
We're about to
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio. That's where my brother lives. And then we're going to a chef's restaurant. Y'all can look on my Instagram if you really want to know.
Definitely. And where are they finding it at? What do they need to search up?
So you look up THE, so the WERITO, which what you say earlier, you said,
we are it too.
That's right. We are it, baby. Woo, we're it, baby.
We're it.
So the Werito Show. Then you can go to my.com and I have pictures of Machu Picchu. I do blogs for, I did a blog on Martin Luther King. Man. I did a blog on, we all should have the same kind of dream of all of us unifying and loving each other's food. And
that's what you're doing, man. Going around the world, spreading that same type of message that matter what walk of life you are, it's equal. And especially you're doing it with your food, through your message, through your love, through your kindness. Man, and again, I appreciate you even showing up here, extending that love and kindness here to Exclusive Talk Radio.
That's right, the Werito Show.
The Werito Show is Mr. Byron Davenport. Let's give it up. It's your boy, DJ Tony Tone. And again, we appreciate you coming through. Any final words, my friend?
Love and happiness, baby. We got to live love and give everybody just the same kindness that we expect.
Keep it funny, keep it laughter, and definitely keep it fresh. It's your boy DJ Tony Tone here at Exclusive Talk Radio. Make sure you definitely follow him on all platforms. Hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe button. YouTube right now. I mean, definitely some wild videos and podcasts. But as well, hit that Exclusive Talk Radio. Exclusive Talk Radio. Woo. Again, it's your boy DJ Tony Tone. We appreciate you.
It's the One Sound Vibe. It's that One Sound Vibe.
I love your setup.
Hey, man, we appreciate you.
I love your setup, man. This is a great